The views and reflections expressed by the hosts and guests of the Tambayan podcast are strictly their own and do not represent any views of any recognized or established Catholic community. The Tambayan podcast reserves the right to its final interpretation of any opinion expressed in any of its episodes.
So, welcome to Tambayan Podcast,
where you can stay here, rest for a while, and just hang out.
And eto na nga, finally, natuloy rin ang podcast na episode na inaantay ng lahat, ang mga sisters. So, actually ito, matagal na talaga itong pinupush ng brother kasi nakailang episode na nga ba sila, right? So, by the way, I'm your host, Sis Vina Jade, and here are my co-hosts.
So, I'm the girlfriend of Mr. How Are You? I'm Chi, aka Miss. I'm fine, thank you!
Ako nga rin po pala yung pinakamaraming shoutout since episode 3. You just call me Eunice.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Calm Che.
Ako naman po, si Lovely Liz.
And I am Gorgeous Gabby. Yay.
Ako po si Shy Shelly. So, ayan. Before anything else, let us open this podcast with a prayer. So, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, open our minds to your truth, our hearts to your love, and our lips to speak. With kindness and grace, make us instruments of your wisdom, that we may guide others according to your will. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Teka lang mga sis, so dahil pito tayo ngayon dito, does that mean na 7 hours din yung podcast na to?
Oh my God,
pwede.
I think we need more. Because discernment is indeed one of our favorite topics, diba?
True.
Yeah. Yes. Bakit nga ba?
So
yeah. And especially na nandito na tayo sa age. Na ano, parang we're looking forward of what's gonna happen next sa buhay natin. Mapa-career, mapa-vocation, o kung ano pa man. Parang nandito na tayo sa panahon na kailangan nating hanapin kung saan tayo pupukol. Kusa tayo malilid.
So, every big decision in life involves discernment. Kaya nga, very applicable. So, si Saint Ignatius, yung isa sa mga role model natin when it comes to this. Ignatian discernment, it's sometimes called discernment of spirits, is us noticing movements in our hearts and identifying kung, number one, saan sila nanggagaling, kung kay God ba siya or kung elsewhere. And where does it lead us?
In addition sa sinabi ni Lovely Liz, if they're coming from God, we would experience consolation. Kagaya nga ng sinabi ng brothers last episode, kung napakinggan nyo, makinig kayo, bumalik kayo ngayon na. Kung hindi nyo pala papakinggan.
Pause and go back.
If we recognize something as coming from God, it is supposed to bring us peace. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tama. Yeah, totoo yan. But as we all know, since we are discerning things, sometimes there are things that not coming from God. So, minsan kung yun yung na-experience natin, yun yung parang napili natin dun sa dinidiscern natin, opposite yung mararamdaman natin. And sometimes yun yung tinatawag nating desolation. So, ano nga ba yung desolation? For me, it is like a feeling of emptiness. And parang medyo, even if you're trying to say na tama yung discernment mo, meron pa rin kulang eh. Parang hindi ka makokontento.
So parang if your heart is at peace, it's consolation. But if it's otherwise, it's desolation.
Yes.
So, ibig sabihin nun, when something is coming from God, we should not stop God from acting through us. Especially in pursuing a vocation or making a huge career change or major life decision. Siguro ako for ano to, for me, ito yung huge career change. Pwede na rin major life decision. Yung very personal experience ko dito is nung nagde-discern ako about two good things. The first one is asking God if He's still calling me to be a missionary. And at the same time, kung itutuloy ko ba yung pag-process ko ng papers ko going dito sa Canada. Oh, nandito na ako sa Canada. But I really remember that day nung nag-retreat ako. Yung retreat pala na yun is ano, Ignatian ways din siya. So it really helped me to discern talaga kasi special. Discernment, ganun. Special. Ninaw shy Shelly. And nakatulong talaga siya sa akin kasi I have this fear of letting go of the mission. But at the same time, I have this vision of dreaming again. Yung nangarap ko ulit kasi syempre hindi na tayo bumabata. So, I clearly understood after that retreat na God is calling me to go out of the mission and to pursue this Canada dream nga. Paano ko nalaman yun? Kasi during the consultation with Ignatian priest, sabi sa akin ni Father, huwag kang matakot to let go of the mission. Kasi you're not just letting go of that mission. Ibig sabihin, matatapos ka na doon. But pagdating mo doon, pagdating ko daw dito sa Canada, look for a church. Kasi hanggat may simbahan, may mission.
Yes. So you're searching Shelly.
Searching Shelly. Yeah. So, nung sinabi yun sa akin ni Father, nakalma talaga yung puso ko. Kasi oo nga, bakit ako matatakot i-let go yung mission? Eh, hanggat may simbahan, may mission. Amen. So, it gives peace nung nag-retire as missionary. Nag-retire pala. Senior but, senior na. Dami kong code name na. Ayun. But it really helped me to have that peace in my heart. Kaya, ayun. So, ano, ikaw, ay, bakit may bago na ba?
So ang ganda na sharing mo ah. So hindi ka na shy Shelly ngayon kasi ang haba rin sinabi mo. But it all makes sense. Sure. So you're sensible. Sensible sharing Shelly.
SSS.
Hindi social security. Pwede rin. Benefit.
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19 to 22, it says, "Do not quench the spirit." Some translation use the word extinguish pa nga, di ba? So do not despise or reject the words of prophets, but test everything, hold fast to what is good, and abstain from every form of evil.
So yeah, so everyone, I think this next part is I hope it will be helpful for you guys. So, my question is, how do you discern or how do you let God guide your discernment? So, here are my sisters again. Shy Shelly.
Bala ka na sis, malaki ka na. Pero let me also call my sisters. Nakasama ko dito. Baka meron silang gustong i-share. Right, lovely Liz?
Ay, thank you sharing, Shelly. sa akin, how I discern God's word or God's like leading. Last year siya dumating or last year siya parang na-reveal sa akin yung fruits of the Holy Spirit. So, it's taken from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, where it says, "By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Ang dami, di ba? No, but it's a good thing kasi all these different fruits of the Spirit, parang siya yung nagpo-prompt whether or not yung isang bagay is really from God. Especially the peace, which is
ano, very common theme na na-mention kanina pa and from the last podcast din. Especially with like two good things, diba? It's so hard to discern kasi either way, it's like good, pero saan ka nga ba talaga gustong dalhin ni Lord between the two things? And sometimes, between the two things, may isa doon na will give you peace or yung consolation nga. And the other one, not so much desolation, but more on parang confusion lang, na parang, but it's also good. Bakit hindi dito? But again, yeah, the fruit of the Spirit will give you peace in your heart, na parang, kahit hindi ko maintindihan, siguro, but parang dito ako tinatawag ni Lord. And so, yeah, I really love kind of testing things through the fruits of the Spirit. Kasi, if it's from the Lord, it will bear good fruit. So,
ano, it makes sense. Kasi, if we're discerning, parang it's easy if you're just gonna choose with good and bad. Kasi, of course, you're gonna choose the good one. Why are you gonna choose the bad one, yeah. Diba? So, we're like, you know, I mean, life instinct. So, you're gonna be after the things that will give you life or will make you stay alive, yeah. Diba? So parang pinakamahirap sa discernment if you're choosing between two goods. So ano ba yung mga pwedeng gawin? Aside from praying and then seeking God's leading, siguro we should also act on it, like kung ano yung na-receive natin during the prayer, which is first, I think, yung applicable sa sinabi ni Gabby. Yung listen to the words of the prophet. So dito siguro pwede tayong mag-seek ng help from our elders and especially the priests or sino mang religious person that could give us spiritual direction. And at the same time, of course, kailangan din natin i-test kung empirical. Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm proud yung stat teacher ko. So kailangan natin i-test yung narinig natin sa prayer. So parang sa keys ko. So syempre dasal ako talaga kung saan ako pwede. So I tried to go to come and see. I tried to apply for missionary. Nag-work na rin ako sa church. So church sa school. Counselor, but I ended up here in Canada. So parang kailangan mo talagang mag-act dun sa pinagdadasal mo para malaman mo kung para saan ka talaga. So yun, parang for us to know also kung ano yung pinili natin is magbe-bear nga ng fruits na sinasabi mo, sis, no? Yeah. Thank you for that sharing, sister.
Yeah, I really love your sharing, sisters, no? Kasi it actually help us to open ourselves like to how to listen and how God speaks to us, right? Because it's part of the discernment, knowing how God speaks to you and what He really wants to say to you, right? Yeah. And I guess I really want also to share, like, when it comes to my discernment as well, when moving, like, everyone else, like most of us, like move here in Canada, and there's a major impact in our life, right? Mm-hmm. Like we need to leave the careers that we have in Philippines, and we need to start all over again. And it is God who really helped me through discernment to properly accept the things that He wanted me, because at first I really. I'm into my comfort zone. Yeah. And I know I can still grow in the Philippines, but with the help of discernment, God showed me that I can still grow and I just need to start all over again, but still it is a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's so much more here in Canada that I will learn. And yeah, and I became closer to Him. Mm-hmm. And that's the major part of it.
Right, that's the surprise, no? Parang you discern about something else pero meron pa palang ibang meant for you. So you really have to check yung fruits of the Holy Spirit kung magbe-bear ba siya dun sa napili natin. But just in case na kunwari may napili tayo and then it ended up na hindi naman siya yung parang para sa atin, sometimes makaka-feel tayo na, parang mali ba yung discernment ko? Especially for me, I jump from one vocation to another, ganyan. So, for my case, syempre, you really have to honor your pain, pero that's the time that you should also talk more to God so that He can lead you again. So, parang cycle lang siya until mapunta tayo dun sa discernment na magfa-fruit ng so much magbe-bear ng so much fruit. Yeah.
Yes. Kaya siguro part din ng ano yung patience kasi.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Part, like, the whole, you know, process. Yeah. Uh-huh. Na hindi lahat agad-agad. As is with everything naman talaga. So, it also, like, nurtures that virtue of patience sa atin. So.
Yeah, that's great. So, I'm so excited as well to hear the stories of other sisters. Ikaw, Sis Eunice.
Yeah. Oh, naalala ko tuloy nung bata ako kasi, like, on my first, siguro masasabi natin pageant. It's a pageant when I was in kindergarten. Like, yung na-perform ko is, like, during the talent show, I sang a song called Que Sera Sera.
Oh. Oh.
So, diba, what will be, but if it's God's will, it will be, right?
Oh.
So, naalala ko before, like, I have to, of course, we all know that there's some challenges back home in the Philippines. So, kailangan natin mag-decide if ever, like, to go search for greener pastures and stuff. So, ako, nag-decide ako na to search for that pasture here in Canada. And during the process, parang merong hookups. Like, during my medical, you know, lahat tayo nagdaan sa medical. And then sabi sa akin that I have TB. Mm-hmm. So, parang dun nawalan na ako ng gana. Baka hindi na talaga ako makakapunta ng Canada and all. And a good thing, or probably it's a good thing, or parang sinadya siguro ni God, na dun yung medical ko sa Cebu. So, I prayed to Santo Niño during that visit there. Because I have to stay in Cebu for like, I have to extend for 3 more days para sa additional mga testings and stuff para malaman talaga kung may TB talaga ako or wala. So, I prayed and prayed na, Lord, if it's really for me, yung Canada, pwede i-clear mo sa i-clear mo yung TV. Mm-hmm. Ganon. So, well, fast forward, andito na ako sa Canada. And,
yay!
Yes!
Yeah. So, na-clear, di ba?
Yeah! But, yeah.
So, na-clear talaga.
Na-clear.
Yeah.
Na-clear siya.
So, claro. Siguro, it's God's will na naibigay sa akin yung dream ko or yung tinatawag natin na Canadian dream. Oh. Di ba?
Yes, Canadian.
True. So, ngayon, iba na naman yung dinidiscern ko. It's the discernment of marriage na naman.
Wow!
Well, alam niyo naman, nakailang beses na akong ma-shoutout ng brother natin si Nel. So, shoutout din sa'yo!
Diba?
Kiligin kayo, guys!
Hanggang may church!
May mission! May mission.
Hanggang may mission, may relasyon!
Patay-patay.
Ang saya!
Ikaw naman, Sis Gabby.
So, medyo mahaba-haba ito. I'll be talking about career. Charot. So, lahat naman tayo, hindi tayo sure sa ating career path in the future. So, until now, I'm unsure of the career path na ano yung tatahakin ko, ano yung pinrepare ng Panginoon sa atin. But again, based on what lovely Liz mentioned earlier, it's patience kung ano yung ibibigay sa atin na Panginoon. So, when I moved here in Canada, so, my psychology dream, my clinical psychology dream, feels like a distant dream. So, kasi I really love psychology. I want to be a psychologist. I really want this path. I really want this, dream. But, again, based on what I read earlier, do not despise or reject words of prophets, but test everything. So that's why I am currently enrolling myself to different types of psychology, path. Mm-hmm. So ngayon, nakapag-enroll ako ng forensic psychology.
Wow, that's nice.
But just to test out if this is my career, if mm-hmm. kasi dito sa Canada parang medyo mas may edge ang forensic psychology compared to clinical and other types of psychology. Mm-hmm. So now that I am in the course of forensic psychology, parang hindi talaga siya sa akin, gusto ko talaga yung sa clinical. Mm-hmm. So that's how you know na parang nandito ka sa path na to, nang gusto, ito yung gusto mo, ito yung ata yung ibibigay sa iyo ng Panginoon. But again, if you're into deep psychology, you would know psychology is sometimes or more often against the faith. Yes. So, parang kukunti lang yung theory or iba kukunti lang yung approaches na parang humanistic na merong faith na i-insert yung faith. So I always pray even before, even during college na may my love for psychology would deepen my faith to the Lord, and may my love for the Lord deepen my love for psychology, which would, you know, translate into serving others more. Kasi ito yung gusto kong path to serve others. Yung love ko for psychology. So, yun lang yung career path ano ko.
I love what you said, because like, serving others is a way like of showing how you love God, right? Remember, brothers and sisters, right, na when we love God, we offer ourselves as well to other people. We serve as well the other people, right? So, ikaw naman, sis. Anong istorya mo?
Yan. So, ma-relate ko lang doon sa sinabi ni Gabby, di ba? Loving others. So, my vocation is to love others. Yeah. Ooh, love! Ayan, gising na gising kayo. Ayan, so ako, yung for my discernment naman, for so many years, ang plano ko lang talaga is to become a cold and preach auntie, you know? Yung yes, yung parang, ah, halika dito mga pamangkin, mag-shopping tayo, mga gano'n. Yeah, mga gano'n na lang. Tara mga pamangkin. Yeah. Pero, the Lord changed my plans last year. And He's leading me to married life. Pero, ang question dyan, I'm discerning now if I'm going to get married to a man or a person, a man of God, or it will be Jesus who's going to be my groom.
Aww.
Yeah. So, may mga times na nakaka-pressure kasi parang, Lord, bakit bumalik na naman yung desire ng ganito? It's been a long time, like it's been 10 years. Ganon. Tapos bumalik na naman. I'm not getting any younger. Pero, siguro part na rin ng process ng discerning ko is to trust, hope, and be patient with Jesus while praying and doing active discerning, gaya nga nasabi niyo, sisters. Yan. Hanggang kailan nire-review ni Lord yung vocation ko. And ito na rin yung part na hihingi ako ng prayers niya, because parehas siyang God's work. Like, I'm choosing between the two good things. Pero syempre, doon ako kung saan ako gusto ng Lord para sa akin. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Wow. EOS.
Love it. Ayan. So,
ako na.
Ako na ulit, joke lang. Ayan, sobrang ganda ng discussion talaga natin. Pero siguro short ano lang dito. Hindi ko alam kung summary. Pero really, St. Ignatius teaches us today that discernment is about seeking God's will in our lives through prayer, reflection, and awareness in our inner of our inner movements. So always remember that discernment helps us make decisions that always deepen our relationship with Him and serve others in love.
Amen.
Yes, right. So maybe we should close na also. Ano, taga ulitin ko. So, ano yun? So maybe we should close now with a prayer. Yes, sinis bin
ang All right. So let's put ourselves in the loving presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, Lord God. Thank you for this fruitful conversation that we had. Thank you for the gift of wisdom, Lord God, for allowing us to receive all your message through these beautiful sisters right now. And we are really glad and we are so blessed that we were able to filled in with your Holy Spirit tonight. And as we continue to journey with our lives and with our discernments in life, May you continue to guide us and protect us and lead us to every decisions that we are doing in our lives, Lord God. And we continue to lift up everything to you. We want to surrender everything to you, Lord God. And may you be patient with us. May you continue to be in our midst, and may you continue to give us hope as we continue to face challenges in our lives, Lord God. And with this, may we seek the glory of the Lord. As we said, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Saint Ignatius,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Until next time, mga katambay.
Take care and God bless.
Natapos din.